Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, late here on a Saturday night inside Tiger Stadium, where LSU is victorious 52-35 over Florida Gators. Bryce Goode alongside Dylan Sanders. Instant reaction. Dylan, this was a matchup, first off, that has kind of been wild and wacky over the past couple of years.
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing. There were some crazy things that happened on the field. We got to start with the most notable. Jaden Daniels emphatically staking a claim to the Heisman race. If he hasn't already, man, we saw several things we had never seen at the FBS level before.
I mean, it's all you're going to hear about from – even, like, today, there weren't even – I don't know if there were many crazy upsets today. Like,
yeah.
The craziest thing in college football that happened today was Jaden Daniels going for over 600 total yards on offense and 5 touchdowns. It was just one of the single best performances I think I've ever seen in person, for sure, including the 2019 team. Like, it's a shame that they're not going to get any SEC West or SEC championships out of this year, but – it's still going to be a special year for LSU football simply because they had number 5 at quarterback, and it'll be in the record books for a long time.
And I'll say this too. I was talking with some folks that covered the 2019 season, yourself included. Look, Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow, and I respect that. I get that. But what this kid is doing is unbelievable. If Joe Burrow didn't never come to LSU, this might be the best quarterback that we'd
absolutely
ever seen don the purple and gold.
Absolutely.
Threw for 350, ran for 200, the first player in FBS history, and then became another statistical monument, became the second player in SEC history and Johnny Manziel to do some other things as well. Dylan, offensively, I mean, we can sit here and talk about Daniels. We can talk about Malik Nabers. We can talk about Brian Thomas Jr.
I still think Malik Nabers is underrated, by the way.
Yeah,
like, the
I
national
agree.
Conversation.
I agree.
Like, everyone's like, yeah, he's pretty good, or he's really good.
Yeah.
I don't think those words are enough to describe the stuff that we see Malik Nabers do on a weekly basis.
Yeah, the way
it's
he
every
evades
week.
Tackles. I mean, I think that's something
his
crazy.
After the catch ability is, like, not really talked about enough.
Look, and there's – when you look at this offense performance, I mean, obviously Florida's not the most stout defense, but what this team is doing week in and week out offensively, you know, you can point to several instances. Yes, last weekend in Tuscaloosa wasn't the offense performance they wanted to have. There's a lot of factors that went into that, obviously.
Absolutely.
But when you looked at what Jaden Daniels and this crowd did tonight, give, you know, obviously kudos to the crowd. Fantastic atmosphere.
It was a loud game.
Fantastic atmosphere here inside Tiger Stadium. 52-35, obviously a big win for LSU. We move over to the defensive side of the football where, Dylan, let's be real. I mean, this defense is who they are. We are now in week 11 of the college football season. But I asked the question to Brian Kelly, and I do think that you can take some wins out of this. Maybe some of the, you know, high moments, some key moments, and the fact that you didn't let Florida score down there at the end. That is a big thing when you talk about building for the future with a lot of young players. We can get into the nitty-gritty of all this. But overall, defensively, this game shook out about how you won. Graham Mertz, this offense for Florida, very efficient, but you held them when it counted the most.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's also a big game, big stop for people who had, 14 and a half in mind. At the end of the game. If there's one player I want to give a shout out to, he's getting his reps in and, he's getting, yards gained on him right now, but I really like what I'm seeing out of JV and Toviano.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel the same.
Yeah.
Like, Sonny's mentioned it on our boards a bunch. I think that he's going to be able to go back to safety, and mm-hmm. I think he's going to shine in that safety role. I think he kind of fits. Like, I see like an Andre Sam kind of future for him in terms of that guy. Like, he's an aggressive player. He doesn't look great at corner all the time because he's not a corner.
Yeah.
So whenever he's able to go back to his natural position, I think that LSU, there's a bright side on the defense is that some of the young guys are looking bad. Like, the DBs didn't look terrible tonight. At all.
I think Brian Kelly did mention the fact that they've got to tackle better.
Unit. Yes.
Tackling better. But look, this is what you expect. And
absolutely.
A lot of the fans have wanted either one or two things. Okay, you keep playing the veteran players and it doesn't work out, or you play mm-hmm. the young players. Well, when that happens, they're going to take their lumps. You would rather them take their lumps if you're looking, from the 30,000-foot view here, Dylan.
Yes.
Here in year one for them,
yeah.
Whereas now in year two, year three, they're experienced. They've taken the lumps as freshmen mm-hmm. and now sophomore, junior year, they're able to go off that experience in a game that might not seem like a lot. Like, for a lot of fans, stopping Florida there scoring late in the game, maybe not a big deal. But that's a big deal for JV and Toviano, a guy that we really hadn't seen. Jordan Allen gets some playing
Ryan
time
Yates.
After. Yeah, that's a huge step for this defense.
Yeah.
We're not crowning this defense as being a
top
five
group.
Yeah,
they still gave up
year.
35.
Yeah, this is, we're not
300
doing
passing
that.
Yards.
Yeah.
But, like, just positive things. You got to take the brights, whatever you can take them. And I think that this was a case of that. They held on by a thread, but they held on.
Yeah.
They kept them from scoring those last couple touchdowns.
They did enough, and I think that's the biggest thing. Let's touch on this, too. Look, this is a rivalry. It's a series that has had quite the back and forths, maybe before and after the play, some extracurricular activities. But the mental resolve for LSU not to bite on some of the things that obviously Florida, maybe a couple late hits, they could have thrown some penalties. Mm-hmm. But LSU did a good job where I don't think, Dylan, early on in the season we would have seen that. But this group has seemed to kind of mature and grow, especially through some tough battles. And I think that's something also you can be proud of, too. They played with fire, and especially that front seven, which I believe they had close to double-digit tackles for loss in this football game,
four
which
sacks,
is an encouraging sign.
Yeah. And yeah, like, it's so easy to quit on a season after you have three losses in college football. But these guys came out and they looked hungrier than ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's ups and downs with that. Maybe where was that last week, you know? But, again, I think that the future's bright for the young guys on this defense, and I think that that's the point of the season that we're at.
Yeah. Obviously, Jaden Daniels. State claim like we talked about, and I love talking with him after the game when he pretty much said humbly, he knows it.
He knows.
Everyone knows that this is a guy that, at least at the very least, Dylan, deserves to be in New York. And we were talking beforehand. There is a precedent that has been set for guys of teams that who win the Heisman who don't reach the playoff. Lamar Jackson with Louisville, RG3 with Baylor, and then Caleb Williams last season. There's a precedent for this, and Jaden Daniels, if he keeps this up, you're going to have Georgia State, which you feel like you should be able to put those numbers, Texas A&M, which we imagine will be another primetime game, night game here in Death Valley, and then you end it out with a bowl game, which if they keep winning, I mean, maybe probably not a New Year's Six bowl, but you could see a nice little bowl game against a quality opponent. You continue to do those things, and obviously the Heisman would have been decided before that, but this, we end it here. This is one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. And I know that you guys got a chance to watch the 2019 season. Yeah. We have never seen the things that Jaden Daniels is doing in college football history.
And, of course, a little bit of rivalry news. LSU's first ever 5-game win streak against Florida.
Ooh, very nice.
You know? The fans were saying a couple things that, you know, could be said about Florida.
They could. Be said about Florida if you like to don the purple and gold, not the blue and orange. But, hey, they send Billy Napier and company backpacking to Gainesville, where now Florida has their backs against the wall trying to get to a bowl game. They got to play at Missouri next week. That's not going to be easy. And they got to play against Florida State, which is looking potentially like a playoff team as they continue to go. But the big news here tonight inside Tiger Stadium, LSU big winners, 52-35. The offense does what the offense does. Jaden Daniels reaches new heights independently of what this offense is doing. And the defense does enough for LSU to get a hard-fought win. They're going to take the field next weekend, another night kickoff inside Tiger Stadium, week before Thanksgiving, against the Georgia State Panthers, which I will tell you this. That was the first team I ever covered, college football team I ever covered. Georgia State going to be coming down. Got a lot of family friends coming down for that one. Going to be a big one and a quality Sun Belt opponent there as well. And then they're going to take on Texas A&M to round out the regular season. But any final thoughts here from this performance and going forward?
Jaden Daniels ran 85 yards for a touchdown.
I think if I ran 85 yards, I'd tear an ACL.
It's further than you think it is. It's scary.
Maybe we get a mic'd up segment of one of these and they let me run down the field and we'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't think they'd allow that. They're pretty big sticklers here. But, hey, from Tiger Stadium, Death Valley, big winners, 52-35, LSU defeats Florida. He's Dylan Sanders. My name is Bryce Kuhn. Make sure you stay tuned to the GoTo 24/7 YouTube channel, to the website where we're going to have great interviews all week long leading up to Georgia State. And, man, just two more weeks of this regular season in what was a crisp fall evening here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We'll catch you next time here. The Go 24/7 Instant Reaction Podcast.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
New NCIS, Monday, 9/8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.